City staff recently hosted a question and answer session with about 30 residents and stakeholders on possible Old Town transportation projects for the City Council to consider. Park City Senior Transportation Planner Alexis Versen, Economic Development Director Jonathan Weidenhammer, and Special Events Manager Jenny Dearson are the staffers leading the initiative. Weidenhammer says the City Council's goals of reducing single-occupancy vehicle trips and focusing on transit are guiding the effort, as well as the feedback they've heard from residents.
Their goal for me and for this team has been to minimize and reduce impacts of the commercial districts on the adjacent residential neighborhoods. I mean, I think that's pretty clear. Any of you, most of you look like Old Town residents to me, have been worried about livability and quality of life. And our council has been very, very sensitive to that. But they also balance the business interests and business needs.
Staff is looking at a few short-range projects that Weidenhammer describes as non-invasive. Things like implementing one-way east-heading traffic on 4th Street to create a loop with the westward one-way traffic on 5th Street, or adding wayfinding signage. Weidenhammer says staff does not recommend widening Hillside Avenue, though a cost estimate for doing so is included in the project list. Staff also doesn't recommend pursuing vehicle restrictions on Hillside, as they're difficult to enforce. Lucy Sosnowski owns local taxi service Grab a Cab. Despite her and the city's best efforts, Sosnowski says special events traffic mitigation plans make it difficult for taxis not to use neighborhood streets.
I've really tried with my drivers to get them out of the Old Town streets whenever possible. But on things like Arts Festival or whatever, you couldn't go up Sweet Alley. You weren't supposed to go up Park Avenue. Where are you supposed to go? You have to go somewhere.
Sosnowski also says Uber and Lyfts have no regulation in town.
But the Ubers and Lyfts will sit there and they will double park, and sometimes you'll have four cars across. You guys see it every night. And they don't care. They won't move. You'll have 8-10 cars lined up behind them trying to get through. I do think enforcement of that would help. If they get one good ticket, they're done. They're gone.
Traffic on Hillside Avenue has long been a concern of residents there. They say Main Street's commercial traffic gets rerouted up and down the narrow street, making for a dangerous and inconvenient situation for residents and pedestrians. Former Park City Council member Liza Simpson posed a solution.
I really believe, and the reason I'm standing up here so that you guys can throw things at me, is that the solution for Hillside, and the wayfinding comments have been great. We need a sign right by Grappa that says no outlet, is to put bollards in Hillside and make it pedestrian only.
Simpson says she walks on Hillside all the time, and she says a 2009 City Council decision attempting to correct Hillside did not pan out as planned.
The intention at the time was that if we kept it narrow and gave a little bit of a shoulder for pedestrians, that traffic would slow down and it would be safe. Well, that's not working.
Those who are interested in sharing their thoughts on the proposed projects and policies can email official comments to Versen at alexis.verson@parkcity.org. The City Council is scheduled to discuss the Old Town Circulation and Access Plan this Thursday, August 15th, during a work session at 4:30 p.m. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.